From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
You know, I've meant to tell you that I did something a little different last week for the holiday, and I've been enjoying it all weekend long. I don't know if it lasts longer as leftovers than turkey, but it certainly has, for me, more flavor. For the first time, I made goose.
Goose?
For Thanksgiving. Goose. You ever had goose?
How's goose meat?
It's dark and rich. It's tasty.
Juicy.
It's tastier. To me, it's tastier. I like the dark meat of the turkey anyway. So, and I did not like dark meat growing up. I would not eat dark meat growing up. I would not. I only wanted the lighter, like, sort of, which I guess is not the flavor. I just didn't like the flavor of dark meat. But now as an adult, maybe your tongue gets just clobbered with stuff for so many years that you need richer flavored foods.
Maybe. But do you need to put anything on it? Like, usually sometimes when the turkey feels a little dry, you put gravy. So what do you do with
you
the
goose? You don't need to put gravy on it if you cook it right. Brine it. You could brine it, and you could do some things to it to keep it nice and moist. But I was like, you know what? I keep hearing about all this goose in movies, mostly for Christmas, but I thought I might get a jump on it. So I'm goosed
That's
about
exciting.
It.
That's exciting.
I'm goosed about it. Well, we're 4 days away from Jingle Ball, which is very exciting. If you're just getting up and getting moving this morning, mostly sunny highs in the mid-70s, low 80s inland. You know, we got an engineer here. His name is Jeffrey Tubbs. My friends always say, is that his name? I say, yeah, T-U-B-B-S. Tubbs, what's going on with you? You look like you've lost weight over Thanksgiving weekend. How is that possible? Your face looks smaller.
I don't know, but I ate a lot. So
Are you on a bone broth regimen or something?
I'm on a seafood diet.
Are you?
Yeah, food and I eat it.
Oh, okay. Oh, hey. Oh, that's the charm that won her over.
I've been waiting for that one.
That's the charm that won the missus over right there.
Wow.
We'll get to Orion's Roses also after 7 o'clock this morning. Now, Tanya, I'm being told that you've changed some of your hygiene, and I've read about this. I've read that actually drinking chlorophyll creates a system inside your body to where you really don't need to wear deodorant. Is that why you've stopped wearing deodorant?
No, but I should try that. Why I'm doing it is because I feel like my pores are clogged. I feel like I'm so dependent on deodorant, and I feel like it's really bad for me. So I'm trying to just detox my armpits, so I'm not wearing any. And
what's been the reaction?
Not great. I start to smell around like 2 or 3 in the afternoon, but only I can smell myself. Like, other people can't smell me.
That's what you think.
Yeah,
generally,
it's
the other way around. Usually, you can't smell yourself, and we can. So you might want to check your math on that.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what I did years ago. I was wearing all kinds of deodorant from the convenience store. And I would pick up deodorant on the fly sometimes on my way home and get that little mini stick, the tiny one at 7-Eleven. And I'd throw it in the car. I'd throw it at the house. I mean, I was using all kinds of different brands, all kinds of different scents and aromas. And someone said to me just that, hey, you know, you got to be careful. You're shoving that into your body every day. Uh-huh. Over time, you don't know what's in that. Read the ingredients of some of that stuff. You read the ingredients of some of that stuff? What? All of that makes up that thing? Really?
I know. It's bad.
So I went to natural deodorant. And when I made the shift, it burnt my armpits for 3 weeks. Like red, stinging, rashy, under the armpit pain. Because I guess it was detoxing and acclimating to the natural deodorant. Now, I think, Tubbs, I don't know what your nose is doing right now, but you want to come over and test it? Or are you?
Okay. No, take your
way. All right.
There's no scientific proof why I'm doing this.
No scientist that studied why you're doing it?
No, but my boyfriend doesn't wear deodorant and he doesn't smell. And so
what?
He says,
your boyfriend does not wear deodorant?
No.
At all? Why?
No, he doesn't smell. I don't know. Does he wear cologne?
That would have been a red flag for me.
No, but he smells great. He smells clean.
I don't love that for me.
I'm telling you, he doesn't
maybe other
smell.
Things
and so
he
that's
doesn't
why
do,
I was like,
I
maybe
love.
If he can do it, I can do it too. I can detox my armpits and
can
not
you,
have to
does
work
he
it.
Have does I know he's hairy, but are his armpits hairy?
Yes. Well, you would think.
Yeah, but now I trim mine because I wanted to have less opportunity to create moisture and sogginess. So mine is barely there.
Do you trim them with scissors or like a
No, I use one of those clippers.
Thing.
Yeah, clipper. Clippers. But it's barely there. It's barely there. And I like that look. I like the look. I don't like to see, honestly, like, I would not want to swim with Robbie and have him like jump for the volleyball and see all.
No, it's not that. It's honestly not that hairy. It's like the perfect.
Now she's sticking up for his armpits. They're not
yeah,
that hairy.
You're defending your boyfriend's armpits. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's love. Well, hey, good luck. I think it's the right time for you to experiment with not wearing deodorant while you're doing the show from home.
I agree. 100%. Especially since I sit usually 6 inches from you. So,
Patty?
Ariana. Well, I don't know why I called you that. Tanya, you should carry a lime with you in a little plastic knife or something like that, a little blade. And then whenever you start feeling a little sweat, just, you know, pull up the lime, cut it in half, and start rubbing.
And that works.
Also carry a beer with you while you're at it. Pull up the other half of the lime and squeeze it inside. Like we got, hey, we are in survival mode.
Solutions oriented.
If you're swiping on a dating app and you see someone with one of these pets, swipe left, meaning do not date them. They say they're more likely to cheat. These are people who have rabbits or hamsters as pets.
Oh.
I don't judge pet lovers, but at my age, if you told me you had pet hamsters, there's a lot of things that I would worry about.
Unless you had a kid, because kids like, it's a great pet for a kid.
But as an adult with no kids, as a parent of hamsters, it would be a, maybe this is, in, you know, not right to say, but it would be a bit of a flag for me.
There's a lot of animals that would be a flag for me. Snakes, tarantulas, scorpions.
I agree, and I hate to be that person.
I'll be that person.
But that's so bad to say, I can't hang with you because you have a reptile, you know?
I'll deal with, like, turtles and iguanas. That's cute.
But, like, think about a hamster. Hamster owners are cheating, so they have options. They're doing well in the game.
I wonder why this study is, like, what makes it about having a hamster that makes you a cheater?
Well, I think you can research that. So today's quote, you're the most permanent thing in your life. So choose you always. Now, you got to take that with a grain of selflessness, but think about it.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
The Rams lost. The Chargers lost. USC ended their season with a loss. UCLA crushed Cal 42-14 to finish
8-4. All right, way to hang on to LA, UCLA.
And let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to that Georgia Bulldog game at the SEC Championship after Jingle Ball Friday.
That is exciting. Wait, Friday?
On a pass.
Well, Saturday.
But I'll have to finish Jingle Ball and get to Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not in our backyard. Yeah. No. Well, I don't know. Maybe. It may be one of those overnight flights. Anyway, so the Georgia Bulldogs still on a path. Got to give them a shout out. We are having our Christmas giving coming back. It is happening. We do it every year. And if you've got someone in your life who has had a rough year and is struggling this holiday season, give us the detail. If you heard it before, you know the more detail, the better, so we can really tailor the package we put together for Christmas giving. We'd love to make their holiday better. So send us the story with your connection to them. And really give us the narrative of what's happening in their lives. You can send that at kissfm.com, keyword giving, and hopefully we can connect with you and sort it all out. Yeah. Thanksgiving, survive. Now, how was it, Sissany, for you guys?
Well, we had two of them. So by the real Thanksgiving on Thursday, I was already stuffed with so much turkey and food and stuffing
Did you guys ever think that you've had turkey for so many years that maybe it's okay to do chicken?
There's always other
different
options. We had like tamales and we had things like that. There's,
see,
you know,
see, your beef tamales. The other options. So. When we grew up, it was always just standard, the same thing every time. And one year, I remember saying to my dad, let's do like something else on the grill just as an option.
Well, did you end up doing your goose?
I end up stuffing a pigeon, actually.
A pigeon?
Yeah. I end up stuffing a pigeon with meat. It's a long story.
No, you did not. You're a liar.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'll show you a video of it right here. I have a rotisserie. And see, for this Thanksgiving, our family, we did it in different places because for Christmas, we're all getting together. And little Flora not traveling for all holidays. Anyway, but right. I did the meat stuffed pigeon on the spit. I'm scrolling here to try
come
and
come on.
Take a look, see. What do you see there?
This is not normal. I don't know. I don't believe you that's a pigeon.
That's a pigeon. Those are two pigeons.
Oh, on top.
Those are two pigeons
on
top.
You did not eat a pigeon. I'm sorry.
I ate two pigeons.
No, he didn't. No,
I did, and I stuffed it with meat. Guys, this is a new way of Thanksgiving.
No. No, I choose not to believe you.
But you know, I use my holidays to eat things I normally would not eat or create. And because I don't have kids yet, I kind of can't. You know, especially sure. when we're not all together. Tony, how was yours?
It was so, so good. It was the first time. So my parents came. It was Robbie's whole family. And then my parents came and we started at noon and like we didn't end until 6.
But this was the big meeting, right?
Yeah.
Of families? How did that,
yeah.
What was the takeaway from the families merging for the first time between your boyfriend and you?
The takeaway was it was really, really great. Our dads chummed it up the entire time and we all got along really well. It was just like so fun. We played Jenga.
And did you spend time afterwards with just Robbie to talk about both of your families?
No, we didn't have time because his family was in town all weekend.
And did you spend time with your family to talk about Robbie's?
No, because there were so many people. So all the debriefing is probably going to happen this week.
We want the debriefing.
Okay. I was like, yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Listen, Tanya, I'm all for it. These are big steps, and they seem to be mm-hmm. going well because you're smiling and not blinking, and that's a good combination for you.
It was, I just didn't want the day to end. You know, like the party ends and people are like leaving?
I get sad. I get like holiday down when it's over. Like, because the sun goes down so early and I start getting already at that point. Down about it, you know? This is a family. My family did not sing together. My family does not sing. Even at church when we sing hymnal,
mm-hmm.
like, it's, there's not even singing. They're just like, my dad's like, talks them.
Oh, this family's goals for me. Like, I want this for my family.
We're not a family of performers. We're just not.
Hello? You are what you are.
No, we're not a family of them.
Oh, so there's only room for one performer in the Seacrest family.
It's not room. It's just I don't perform. I just spoke out a turn in school and talked all the time as a child. And so they are, you know, all shy and polite about stuff.
Right.
I am not always.
They are so polite.
This is the Sharp family. They're known as the Broadway family, and they're putting out feel-good music content on TikTok. It's Barbara and Ron, mom and dad. They got their kids, Samantha, Logan, and the twins, Aiden and Connor. And they post musical videos to their like almost 8 million followers. They've got an album out, A Sharp Family Christmas. And here's their single that everybody's talking about on TikTok. The mistletoe. You could call that. Ho, 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 ho. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to bring in Logan Sharp right now of the Sharp family. Hey, Logan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am well. So, Logan, how old are you?
I am 19 years old.
So, when did your family start singing together, Logan?
They started singing together before I was born, to be honest with you. They were doing shows all across the world before I was even in the show. My little brothers actually joined before I did.
Didn't your sister make it to Hollywood on American Idol?
Yes, she did. We've met before, actually.
I remember. Now it's all, I actually didn't even think of that until I'm starting to talk to you, and I'm looking more closely. I'm like, wait, I know this Sharp family. I met them.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You actually scared us. And I remember when we just, like, finished, and we came out, and you were right there, and we were like, oh, my goodness, this is crazy.
And you sang. I mean, they're the family that sings. And this video you guys posted from last week where you had to figure out which member of the family is singing this Squid Game music has over 12 million views. Let me play that.
Crazy.
play that a little bit here. It's a little eerie, I have to tell you.
It really is. Did you know who it was?
Mom.
Okay, you got it. You got it.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it for those who haven't seen it, but Mom. So Logan's 19. He's in the family. This is, now to me, this on the outside seems amazing. It seems like a family that's got the joy inside of them to be happy and sing all the time is a great family, or it could be really annoying. So does it ever get annoying?
Oh, of course. I mean, you can't not fight with your family. It's just, you know, it just happens like that. But I mean, honestly, we all have like the greatest time and wouldn't want to do it with anybody else.
Well, you guys are taking over TikTok. I'm happy, thrilled that it's happening for you. And you got to tell the family that we said hi. You can check them out at Logan Sharp from the Sharp family, at Sharp Family Singers on TikTok. Take good care, my friend. Say hi. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
All right. Bye, Logan.
Bye.
It could go either way. It could be really great and fulfilling or slightly annoying. I think they do the fulfilling part well. It's 102.7 Kiss FM. That's where you are. That's where we are. You ever try and, like, you're just kind of making small talk, trying to do the right thing, trying to be current and relevant. And I said to somebody that I know, hey, happy Thanksgiving week. And who you spending it with? And I got this look, like, and I'm like, well, no, I'm not prying. I don't know who you're seeing or what the story is. But the person was like, well, I'm kind of going through a breakup, and so I'm not really excited about it. And I thought, gosh.
Like, where do you go from there?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm usually pretty good at filling time. I mean, I vamp all my life. That's all I do is vamp, fill time, right, with a bunch of nothing. I was like foot in mouth, and it got me to thinking, gosh, I don't know what this situation is with that friend of mine, but people are still screwing it all up over the holidays. Not like cheating takes a breather.
No, not at all. And especially more this year, now that we're able to mingle a little bit more, so to speak. We were all locked down last year. So I feel like, there's more opportunity.
Well, opportunity has not ceased. And we have a situation here because it's time for Ryan's Roses. And this is from Paige in Corona. I'm going to get Paige. So my fiance was acting strange all Thanksgiving, she says. He said he wasn't feeling well on Friday, did not spend time with me and my family. Then I saw a text come in on his watch, and I think he lied to me. Oh, okay. So, Paige, thank you for coming on. I just want to get into this. What did you see on his watch?
Straight up, I saw can't wait with 3 red hearts. I mean...
I want to tell you something. I have a friend. His name is Radha. And Radha and I text, and sometimes he will text me a heart. And sometimes he'll say, like, thank you, love. And you might read that and think, Radha, you know, what's going on? Well, I mean, Radha's, you know, is not like that, you know? But I think sometimes when we're texting...
European?
He's English.
Okay, but my fiance doesn't have any European or English friends. It just seems kind of weird.
Well, he's actually from India. I mean, his family's from India, and then he was raised, I think, parts of England. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying, like, I see heart come up sometimes. Tubbs, have you ever sent heart?
With one of my friends,
Like buddies?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm just throwing it all out there. But is there anything, like, is there a void? Like, are you missing something? Do you feel like there's a lull, an ebb?
Right.
I don't think that there's a lull or anything, but we're newly engaged. My family's never in town, and they were in town for Thanksgiving. I just thought that even if it was from a friend, which I highly doubt, I would think that he would choose to spend time with my family who's never in town.
Yeah.
But I just, it's not from a friend. Who sends, but that's Paige, so romantic.
Let me put you on hold. When are you supposed to get married, Paige?
We haven't set a full date yet, but we'd like to be engaged for less than 2 years. But with everything going on, who knows?
All right, hold on 1 second. So here's the way this goes. Either Paige says thank you, because we found out that he's not the guy that should be our fiance sooner than later. Or she says, thank you, because the guy's not cheating. So either way, at the end of the day, something good comes out of this, even though it may not seem it right now. Because anytime you can find out this kind of stuff before you lock for life, that's the star looking down, aligning and saying,
yep,
I got something. The universe is trying to tell you this.
But if I'm the guy and I'm not cheating and my fiance thinks I'm cheating, then that's also bad.
So then do you say, guess what? We're not meant to be.
Maybe, because there's obviously trust that's broken.
We are in it now. This is the moment we are placing the Ryan's Roses call. If you missed it a few minutes ago, we just met Paige. We didn't get far. We found out her fiance has been acting a little weird and a little standoffish. And she saw a message come in on his phone, on his watch phone. The text that basically was something that she didn't understand. And she thinks that something's going on with somebody else behind her back. So, Paige,
it was a very romantic text.
I want, you know, here's where you got to look at this. If it's bad news, it's good news in the long run because you find out about him before you get married. And if it's not bad news, it's good news.
I mean, I don't want to look at it that way because, like, we're engaged. You know?
I know. But I'm only telling together. You that. I'm only, you know, it's like, you know, the hospital. There are doctors giving birth all the time, right? Every hour of every day. And when you give birth, or if you did or will or not, that's like the greatest moment and most special moment of your life. We see these moments every day. And I'm just saying it could go either way, but both ways are beneficial in the long run. Does that make sense to me?
In the long, sure. But if your fiance is not cheating, this could rock the boat.
Oh, no.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but like, I feel like I've already just come to the conclusion that he's cheating. Like, I just, there's no other explanation here.
But that's not fair. All right, let's get into it. We can go round and round and quarterback this. Let's just get to it. PH, I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call and then his name on Kiss FM. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call my fiance.
All right, we're going to do that. Be very quiet till we find out what's going on and we tell him he's on the air, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. Good luck. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Josh?
It is.
Hi, Josh. My name is Debbie. I'm calling from Corona Blooms. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, Debbie. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So, you know, we actually service the IE area and parts of Orange County, and we're offering local residents right now a promotion today. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. We don't need anything from you, cash, credit card, nothing like that. They're free. We just hope that you refer us to friends and family if you like our arrangements.
Absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. We can start with the name of the person you want to send them to.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to send them to my fiance, Paige.
Paige, okay. And what would you like to put on the card?
Tell her, say, I was just thinking about you. I love you so much, Josh.
Great.
Josh?
Yes?
Your voice is being broadcast on the radio. Need you to understand that.
Okay.
Your fiance Paige is on the phone. And Josh, I'm going to share something with you that may be difficult to hear.
Okay, I'm ready.
You're about to commit to each other for the rest of your life. And your fiance Paige saw a romantic text come in on your phone indicating that your heart is not solely with her. So we have a problem. So whatever is going on, you should tell her. And whatever's not going on, she believes that you actually may be cheating on her. These are moments before you're about to say, I do. So, Josh, can you help us understand why we're here in this moment?
I'm really confused right now. I definitely did not send a romantic text to anybody other than my fiance.
No, but you received one. I'm also here. and you received a romantic text, babe.
When did I receive a romantic text?
On Thanksgiving. You don't remember the can't wait with the three red hearts next to it? You don't remember that?
You gotta be kidding. Honey, that's literally from my friend Jake. You know how we text each other.
What?
Are you serious?
Why would Jake ever text you something like that? That's so weird.
Honey, I told you I had friends coming in from out of town. They were getting together. They were going to do a Friendsgiving on that Friday. So that's who was texting me. Because
my family was in town. So why would you, I thought we discussed that you weren't going to do that. I don't understand. Like, why would you commit to that? We talked about it.
Honey, I tried to explain to you, okay? I haven't seen some of these guys in like 5 years, okay? They put it all together. And I mean, what was I going to do? Not show up? I had to show up. I wanted to.
Yeah, but not being with my family the entire time.
Whoa.
Honey, it was a day and some change, okay?
It wasn't Thanksgiving and my family. Do you know how I felt when you left? Like, it was so hard to be around my family because you were supposed to be with me there.
Yeah, I tried to explain it to you. You kind of shoved it off. I really tried to explain
Explaining. It's Thanksgiving. There's no explanation. You should be with my family. My family is never in town. Never.
I understand that, but I did spend Thanksgiving with you. There should be a little bit of a compromise
here,
honey.
No, you didn't. You didn't spend all of Thanksgiving. You didn't. Thanksgiving is not meant to be with your friends. It's not. You're supposed to be with family.
We've been doing this since college. So, yeah, with my friends.
But not on Thanksgiving. Not on Thanksgiving. You've been doing it on other days. Right. Friendsgiving has never been on
Josh and Paige. Josh and Paige, this does not sound like a couple that needs to get married. This is not. I don't know what you guys think are signs, and maybe this is how you raise the volume and then you get to a resolution. But it seems to me that there are holes in the quilt.
Mm. All right. I don't know about that.
Well, Josh Page, you need to figure out where this is coming from, because this may be some of more than just this. But Paige, I don't know. Do you believe him that it was Jake or not believe him that it was Jake?
No, I believe him that it was Jake. I just don't think that it was right.
Okay, well, so you don't think he's cheating?
No, I don't think he's cheating anymore. Now that I know that it was Jake, I think it's weird, but I don't think he's cheating anymore. Now I'm more concerned that he didn't want to spend time with my family. Like, I'm not going to do this every single year.
I would say long engagement.
Sure.
Long engagement. Josh Page, thank you, and good luck working through things, all right? I appreciate you coming on. Yeah, I mean, you say to me, hey, Ryan, why aren't you engaged? Well, go listen back to that.
Oh my gosh. You not base your relationship on all of the Ryan's Roses that we do?
Hey, I'm just telling you, like, I heard that. That is the volume going way too far. That volume went up.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, thanks for streaming. And we're on channel 14 on SiriusXM. Did they move us?
Yes.
Oh, what happened? Do you know the backstory? I'm just being told now.
I don't know the backstory, but I was in an Uber and the woman was telling me that she listens to Kiss FM, but now she doesn't know where to find us.
Oh.
Because we were on 12. And so I didn't know, so I had to investigate.
We were on 11, but I noticed that my settings, because I had 10 and 11, I think Z100 was on 10 before. And now 10 is 10s on 10, which is like the 2010s music. So I think they're moving us because they're everything's getting bumped because of decades.
Hmm. Wow, this is so much drama I was not plugged into.
So I know.
The bottom line is, well, get iHeartRadio, stream us there, listen on Kiss FM, or I guess it's channel 14 now on SiriusXM. A lot of people listen on satellite. I talk to people all the time that I think are nearby that are not.
Yeah, my sister listens on satellite from San Diego.
My boyfriend listens to satellite, and he's down the street.
Well, all right. Let's go back to Ryan's roses. Speaking of your boyfriend. I just, when I say fiance, when I say engagement, and we're talking about this Ryan's roses call. Tanya, does that resonate with you in a different way than it did a year ago?
The Ryan's roses and a fiance?
Just me talking about engagements and things.
No, it still hits the same.
Because you had a real reaction to this, and this was Paige and Josh on the line, and she thinks, well, that maybe he's cheating. We don't know if he is or not. It didn't sound like it from what we got into, but they got into a heated, raised-voiced argument about not spending time with each other and with friends and a little bit of a possession and, you know, and I just thinking two people who are about to spend their life together, for me, I don't know that you go there with that kind of intensity and that kind of volume and think that's not a bad sign.
It's not necessarily a bad sign. I just think they have things to work through. And when you get into a marriage, you start realizing where you make the compromises.
But don't you think they're arguing about whatever they're arguing about, which is kind of maybe it's a nothing thing. But also, the world has a strange way sometimes of speaking to you. They're getting into that kind of an argument on this day before they're married, I think, for a reason. And I'm saying to you, if I were engaged and I got into that conversation at that level of intensity, I would take that as a bad sign. Where there is smoke, you know?
I don't think it's terrible to argue. I think it's really healthy to work through issues like this because marriage isn't easy and you're going to have so much crazier stuff that happens besides a Thanksgiving dinner with your friends.
But does Michael ever turn up his volume?
We both do.
So
absolutely.
Both of y'all turn your volume up together, which works for you, right?
And it's not my favorite. It's not like I enjoy those arguments. But especially early on, I remember our fiance era and then even as newlyweds, splitting up the holidays, dividing everything evenly between our families. Like we argued a lot about the holidays. It was always so stressful around this time to see like what family we were going to be at for Christmas Eve versus Christmas Day, driving here, driving there.
I feel like Sisney's saying arguments are fine and normal and healthy, which I agree with. But I think at the root of the problem here with this roses is trust. And I think if you don't have trust at the foundation of your relationship,
a good point because she got into this. Paige got into this all because she didn't trust this message that came in. So in her mind, distrust exists.
Which is not good.
And that is a major red flag for getting married.
All right. Well, then it's settled.
Yeah, you guys agree.
Kathy, good morning. Thank you for listening to us in Miami, Florida. So, Kathy, how do you listen in Miami?
I listen via satellite. I love you guys.
Channel 14. Well, thank you for listening to us. Yeah. All right. Well, so you heard this Ryan's Roses, and what do you think?
I'm not actually convinced he's not cheating. I mean, he didn't even skip a beat and jumped on those flowers. He didn't even hesitate. He was just like, okay, yeah, let me send them to my fiance.
Let me play this out then. He is or he's not, whatever. The fact that she thinks he might be is the problem going into a marriage already.
Yeah, there's trust issues there.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't have trust, and he can easily program anybody in his phone and name them Jake,
well,
first of all.
I think Tubbs knows that trick. You know how many times you don't know how many times I've seen Kevin come up on Tubbs' phone over the years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's trust issues. That's a red flag. I mean, when you're getting ready to marry somebody, there shouldn't even be a question. You don't doubt.
Right.
And there's just too much uncertainty and there's just no trust.
Wow.
And I'm not convinced.
I appreciate it, Kathy. Thank you for listening to us in Miami. Appreciate that. Hey, Tanya, did you purge like Ted Miami and Roger New York and Harry Houston, all those guys in the different towns? Did you purge those?
No.
Are you still in your phone?
They're still on my phone.
Why do you purge
that? I still
have
people from high school in my phone.
No, but it's different. You labeled guys by cities.
Correct.
But I'm saying if I were scrolling through your phone and I were Robbie, I would not want to see, you know, Matt from Minneapolis.
Let me tell you something.
Or Minneapolis Matt, however you did it.
That man does not, he's so confident. He doesn't really care. Like I'm telling you, on our flight the other day, we sat across the airplane from a guy that I dated. And they were, within an hour, just chatting it up.
Why were the three of you on a trip together?
Well, we were all going to the same wedding. We were all going to the same wedding.
I have to say, at some point in life, if you're single as long as we've been, that happens.
Yeah, yeah. But they became thick as thieves. They were talking about work and life, and I was just like,
I dated this guy. That's only him. I know what that is.
Ooh, what is that?
That's control.
It was good because he's
trying to one-upmanship that guy by being the better, cooler, bigger guy. You know what I mean? By not being petty, which is brilliant by strategy. Mm-hmm. So that ex is like, wow, what a great guy you met, because Robbie wants to become the great guy to that ex.
I don't think Robbie was thinking that far. Oh, I think he's just a nice guy.
He is a nice guy, but you don't think he was planning out to be the best guy on the planet in front of that guy who lost?
Not so contrived like you're describing.
100%.
No, but now we know how you think.
Anytime anybody I've dated, I meet one of their exes, I go in for the, I'm going to be really nice.
Right. You're like, do you want a beer? Can I get you a beer?
Matter of fact, can I grab you dinner without us?
Yeah. No.
Would you like to have dinner without us?
That's just disrespectful.
On me? How's that disrespectful?
To your girlfriend.
To have dinner without
us? With her ex?
No, I'm inviting him to have dinner without us. Let me take care of your dinner, not with us.
Like, he's going to pay for the guy's
dinner. Oh, got it. That was a confusing statement.
No. Okay. It was meant to be confusing. So basically, I meet Tanya and I are dating. I meet her ex, and we are shooting the breeze, and I say, yeah, I mean, we're different same restaurant, different tables.
Different tables.
I'll take care of his table.
That is, no, don't have that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm such a, I don't even want to say it.
It's exactly what her boyfriend, Robbie, was doing. It was that same version of it.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't that. It wasn't quite that far. It's literally saying, like, I'm taking care of her now, and I'll take care of you because I can.
Yeah, it's like, power.
It's all about power. It's not the move.
It is the move. If you can, it is, because then you're trying to make him feel a little bad. I mean, you're not like falling in love with the ex. I mean, it's all insecurities.
Yeah, that's what it's coming down to.
100,000%. No, you know, I have to, like, I see taller, stronger, better looking guys. I got to do something.
That's where this is stemming from. That's the root.
Oh, really? Now it's all about Ryan's insecurities.
We got it.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
All right. We have time for a trending report. We're 4 days away from our Jingle Ball. Very exciting. 26 days until Christmas. Tonight is night 2 of Hanukkah. And you said, the question I think was, would you change your name on Instagram if there wasn't trouble in paradise?
Yes.
Okay.
So I ask you the question because that's kind of where this entire story started. So a few weeks ago, there was this theory on TikTok that Priyanka Chopra and Nick Jonas were on the rocks. And it was all because she changed her Instagram name. So Priyanka used to be Priyanka Chopra Jonas on Instagram, and now she's just Priyanka Chopra. So people were speculating that they were on the road to Splitsville, but Priyanka kind of shut those rumors down because he posted a photo on Instagram and she wrote like a thirsty comment on it. So basically kind of saying, we're good, things are fine. Also, if you haven't watched the Jonas Brothers comedy roast on Netflix, it is so funny. I've watched it multiple times. It is highly, highly recommended, but that's not the point here. So my question to you is, would you change your name on Instagram, basically removing your husband's? Well, we don't know any of this for sure. This is all speculation.
When was that roast recorded or taped? You know that?
So the roast was recorded on October 30th.
Wait, I haven't seen the roast. Halloween. So is the roast, is it a proponent of them?
No. But it's basically like Priyanka, Sophie, and Danielle, the wives, all roast their significant others, along with other people as well.
Right.
So before we answer the question of still, which I'm trying to decipher, we do or do not know that they're fine?
We don't know. We don't know anything. But people are speculating.
This is a trending report where we know nothing.
No, people think that they are not on the rocks because Priyanka commented on Nick Jonas's last Instagram something like, damn, you're so fine, or whatever.
I think it was all a PR stunt to have everybody watch the roast, which was over Thanksgiving.
All right. Now, the answer to the question is I wouldn't think twice about it if changing mine. So basically, if I went from Ryan Seacrest to Ryan, would I
right.
worry? Or Ryan Seacrest?
Or more if
Rad.
You're a specific yeah, if, another, if you were married.
Yeah, if I was you took like my last name.
If my last name was Rad. And yeah. I changed it to, I guess it might cross my mind that people might think, oh, that's strange, but I don't know that it would matter so much.
I don't know. I feel like people are now starting to think like when you get married and you change your name and you change your Instagram handle and it's all this big thing. And then all of a sudden things start going bad and then you have to change your Instagram name. It's like nobody wants to do that.
But also, isn't it like my email address is too long. So I've often thought about changing it to reduce it. Isn't yeah, this a shorter version?
Different.
Mm. All right. Well, if any of the Jonas Brothers want to chime in on this, we're here. Let me get James on the line. James calling in. He's in college, and he's got a group project. So, James, what's going on with this group project?
Hey, Ryan. So I'm currently, like you said, I'm in college, and for one of my classes, we've been split up into groups. And each week, we're all responsible for contributing to a group homework assignment. We're obviously almost at the end of the semester, but one of my group members has yet to contribute to any of our homework assignments. We have our big final project due soon, and we need to coordinate an in-person meeting with everyone to plan this. So I decided to Google the group member who hasn't done anything for our group to see if I know them from any other classes or if I've seen them around campus. And what I found was pretty disturbing. I see a police report from last year that says they were arrested for a DUI, which is concerning, but I'm also like, hey, we all make mistakes, no big deal. I keep searching, and I find another police report from a few years ago where it says they stabbed someone. Apparently, there was an argument between them and another person in their family, and then my group member whipped out a knife and stabbed them in the chest. I am now just sitting on this information and really have no idea how to proceed. Do I tell my other group members? Do I bring it up to my professor? Or do I not meet with the group at all?
Well, how horrible for everyone involved in that. I just am blown away. And James, you're not sitting on it. You are telling that story. So we've already taken that first step. I don't know that I am qualified to guide you on this. I'm very uncomfortable. If I'm you, and I would right. not be shy about any of the things you just said, telling a professor, telling your group members, getting out of that group, there's nothing good that happens out of not reacting to what you just said to me or to us. And you've already done mm-hmm. it on the air by choice. So, I mean, what would you, so who would be the first person you talk to?
You know, I think I would probably talk to the other group members. I feel like that's where I'd be more comfortable.
Then start there and collectively decide what the next move is, if any. But I don't think you can hold that from your group.
How is he free if he stabs somebody?
Yeah, how's he even able to be in a group? Yeah, true. Good question.
You know, right. I was thinking the same thing.
I'm torn because everyone has a past, and this past is crazy.
The guy stabbed somebody? A past?
Yes.
That's not a past. That's like
that's why I want to know like how he's out. Like why is he not?
But you can't chalk that up to a past. That is not like
but
oh
listen,
I have a past. You know I made the wrong.
He's obviously trying to turn his life around, and he's going to college now, and he's whatever. But he's not showing up to participate in this group project, so it's just kind of.
I would talk to the group about this and use your collective wisdom.
But then it feels like he's gossiping.
You gossiping about a group member that stabbed somebody? I'm going to tell you right now that if any of y'all did something like that, I'm telling everyone.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm probably going to take your key card.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, like maybe, I don't know.
James, you should go. I think you should talk to your group. I think it's the right thing to do if you guys are all in this together. And, you know, maybe you come up with, maybe there's a solution we're not thinking of. And then maybe you also bring a professor into it. And maybe this is all past. It's not concerning, but it is to me. And maybe, you know, it's just me. I don't know if it is, but it is to me. So
I agree. And you know what? Group projects are usually bad, but not this bad. So we'll
yeah, I
happens.
Would go try and be a solo mm-hmm. artist. Thanks, James.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
I hated bye-bye. Group projects in college.
You know, this is why sometimes I don't really want to. You know, when you meet someone and you do a deep dive on them, sometimes you wonder, should you deep dive on them because you don't want to find stuff out? I mean, that you, I guess mm-hmm. you need to find out, but just yeah. lesser tragic things, you kind of find out and go, ugh, I wish I didn't know
that's
that.
What I'm saying, because this is so intense. And really, the issue was that he just wasn't doing any of the work. So I wish that was just
Where
the it
issue
ended.
To me is that he tried to stab somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, but that was after he did the deep dive that he found all that out.
Oof. All right, tell me something good. Let's shift gears into that. 1-800-520-1027 next.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
It's time for Tell Me Something Good. I got Emily on the line here on this Monday morning, rolling into December. It's almost there. Emily, tell us something good. What do you have for us?
Good morning, Ryan. I just wanted to call and tell you guys and tell the world, because I don't tell my husband enough, and I know he listens to Kiss FM every morning and all day long, but I just want to tell him, like, thank you so, so much for being, like, the most amazing husband and father and provider for us and allowing, like, me to be able to take care of our kids at home and not worry about anything, and I don't tell him enough, and I just wanted to say thank you to him for being amazing.
I love that.
I do too.
I think there are times in life where we think good things about people and don't say it. We just don't, just sort of stop at the internal thought and don't take it further. It's great that you took it further, Emily. Thank you for calling.
You're so welcome. I hope you guys have a wonderful and amazing time, and I hope you guys had a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Emily. You too.
On Air.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
So you're telling me that a potential new couples trend is people getting a two-bedroom apartment and living in the separate bedrooms but using the same kitchen and living room?
I only say this because this video has gone viral on TikTok, and so it makes me think that people are into the idea of it. Or it's new to them. It's fascinating.
After a long time with someone in a relationship, haven't you heard you get better sleep sometimes when you can sleep alone?
So sad.
No, I've heard that. Yeah. No, but I know. My parents didn't set a bedroom. They have for years.
Is it the way to keep it alive so not sad? It may not be so sad. It may work for a lot of people. I will tell you this. If there's another available commode, I find that as a good thing. If you can use a toilet next to or at the same time, I find that to be beneficial. But what's happening? Tell me.
I mean, those would be goals. Two separate primary suite bathrooms. Heck yeah. Okay, so this girl named Shelly, she has two children, and her partner, Peter, has three kids. Now, this isn't they've been together for so long, they want separation type of thing. It's the opposite. They both have been divorced already, and now they're dating, and they were going to move in with each other, but they didn't want it to be so intense for all the kids. So they found a home that literally had two separate living situations, one on the first floor and then one on the second floor. So he moved in downstairs. She moved in upstairs with her two kids, and they each have their own kitchens, their own living rooms. They get together for
their own full setup.
Yes. And so the kids have their own spaces in general, and they get along great, and they think that this is working because of the separate space and not really like forcing these kids to all of a sudden become this blended family overnight.
Look, it sounds like they have the luxury to do it and it works for them. And that in that context, that does make sense. But I think I know couples who are great. They thrive being so close together. And I know couples who need a little space every once in a while and look forward to somebody not sleeping there for a week.
I did find it interesting, though, that they don't have dinner every night together. So they said they only eat together a couple times a week. But otherwise, they just eat with their children.
Families merging. You mean the adults didn't have dinner? Yeah.
Like the adults are with their children. They'll stay with their kids.
Who knows how you're going to navigate a modern family, and whatever works for you works for you. I grew up with my parents saying, we could all get together, but we had a pretty small and conventional family. It was the four of us.
Right.
We ate dinner together. And of course, if it's It's on TikTok. It's happening, right? They're setting yeah. trends.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, we're going to say goodbye for less than 24 hours. Are we going to be okay? We're going to be all right apart for 24 hours?
I think so. Group text.
Y'all didn't say one thing about the major change in what's happening here when you look at what's happening here.
From last week?
Yeah.
Shave your beard.
No.
No.
Beard.
The eyebrows? We talked about the eyebrows.
No, not the eyebrows.
The fade. Tighter fade.
I got a tighter fade, and y'all all show. No one brings it up. I mean, this is a big risk.
Well, it's because you're head on. Like, we can't see the sides of you right now. Now we see it. If you can't do the whole show like that, looks nice.
Very cool. 90s.
Really?
Guys, it looks the same.
It's completely different. I went in and got it cut over the weekend.
Play along, Tanya.
Okay, I'm like, wow. I notice the difference now.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
It's a little grown now.
Have a good day.
Looks so good.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.